Here we go. Hi, I'm Susanna Stinnett, and this is the introduction to the audio lessons that I'm going to be giving you in connection to The Writer in the Blog. This is an e-course that takes you through the steps to write passionate content that connects you to your readers. Well, you know, what's a blog without passion and readers? Now, you may already have the e-course, and if you do, you can follow along on the audio as you do the exercises in the course. If you don't have your copy of The Writer in the Blog, don't worry about it. You'll get something out of it just by following the audio. So I want to get started talking about your brain and how it grows when you learn a new language or a new culture. It is one of the most powerful ways to grow brain health, brain power. And it doesn't matter what your age is, your brain responds well to certain kinds of challenges like this. That's exactly what we have here these days, isn't it? A bunch of challenges with our new communication technology. You know, 2 or 3 years ago, you didn't even have a brain area for this kind of stuff. Very few people did because it was too new. So don't be frustrated if it's hard for you to learn. Try to approach it with a relaxed attitude and allow yourself to be curious about what's going on in new media. Curiosity is your brain responding physiologically to the circumstances. It is actually reaching out, and that's brain growth. It makes it easy for you to learn. So remember to drink water and take breaks and get good rest at night. The next day, you literally have more brain power to work with. Pretty cool. It's also helpful to be playful. And if you don't know about the innovations in technology, it's coming from a pretty playful group. There's a lot to discover, and it really isn't a linear process, so try to have fun with it. Now we're going to go on to step one in The Writer in the Blog, which is to trigger a new brain area. I'm going to go to a second post for this. I think we're going to have A, B, and C for this audio intro and lessons so that we can keep the audios short. That allows me to do this from my iPhone and to offer you a lot more lessons in a more casual way. It's easier for people to digest too, I think, when they're short. So go on to lesson 1B when you get through with this one, and we're going to talk about communicating online and passion, content, and getting readers. Okay, I'll see you in a minute. This is Susanna Stinnett on Spoken for You. Bye for now.